And so the great Phineas McBoof and his band kept writing more songs and playing more concerts, and the crowds got bigger and bigger. They called all the excitement Phineamania. Phineas was many things to many people. Some called him the brainy one, some called him the cute one, some called him the mysterious one, some called him Soul Banana Number One, some called him Melodious Thunk, some called him the Monkey King, and some just called him Ringo, which technically was incorrect. One thing, however, was irrefutably true. Everyone loved him. They loved him so much that when they were in his presence, they could hardly hear or see him anymore. Ah yes, Phineas was beloved, Phineas was respected, Phineas had accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish, and Phineas was trapped by his own success. Life is funny that way sometimes. At his concerts, fans tried to listen, and they tried to watch him, but they were so overcome with emotion that they just couldn't help but shout things like,
"Phineas, you are so awesome!"
Or,
"Oh yeah!"
Or,
"Phineas, I wrote this great song for you to sing. You should like totally check it out."
Or simply, and just as the whole is often greater than the sum of its parts, so the crowds at Phineas' concerts were often much louder than any individual exclamation of joy. Concerts that started out sounding like this ended up sounding like this, to the point where Phineas couldn't even hear his own music anymore! So Phineas made a shocking decision. He decided he would leave the island where he had become the undisputed king in order to refocus on his true passion, music. And one night, when nobody was looking, he gathered his collection of instruments, hopped on his rowboat, and he did just that.